Who is the Railroad Commission? It's the Texas state agency that regulates oil and gas, but it does much more than that, as we'll talk about in a little bit. It ceased regulating railroads in 2005, and it's also known as a sort of like a criminal. It has an AKA, the TRC, the RRC, and the Railroad Commission, or the Texas Railroad Commission. And the commission has a very interesting history. Founded in 1891 to regulate railroads, but its first authority over oil and gas came about in 1917 when the Railroad Commission was given authority to regulate pipelines as common carriers. We'll look at it in a little bit, but even today, the Railroad Commission is still actively involved in looking at the rates being charged for services by pipelines. And given my end of the practice, the rapacious rates being charged by pipelines. The other thing, in 1919, the Railroad Commission received authority over oil and gas. 100 years ago, on Tuesday, one of the commissioners made note of that. The first rule, sometimes referred to as the rule of 1919, is the spacing rule, Rule 37. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Then the other thing that I have worked hard on is, if you look in 1929, the Railroad Commission held hearings. I was a hearings examiner at the Railroad Commission, both legal and technical. The hearings examiners now have been elevated to the position of administrative law judge, and I've been trying very hard to make my partners and other lawyers call me Your Honor, but they won't do that. Other thing you need to know about the Railroad Commission is it has statewide subpoena authority. So if you get involved in a hearing at the Railroad Commission, you often have the opportunity to go grab somebody who you can't get if you're suing them in court. So it's worth keeping that in mind. Now, Patrick Martin had a similar slide to this one. It's East Texas, and you'll recall the colorful history there. And recall, at common law, any individual owning minerals could drill as many wells as they wanted to on their tract. In 1919, the Railroad Commission adopted a rule, now Rule 37, that put a limit on their ability to place as many wells, and then they prorated them. They tried to limit the production. This caused essentially an insurrection in East Texas and led to the term hot oil, oil that was being produced beyond its allowable. At its height, the production from the East Texas field had driven the price of oil down to 2 cents a barrel. But then in 1931, Governor Sterling declared a state of insurrection in the East Texas field, declared martial law, sent in the Texas Rangers and others, and immediately the price of oil went from 2 cents to 80 cents. But the Railroad Commission doesn't control the price of oil, just telling you. The Railroad Commissioners, you don't have to be or have any experience in the oil and gas business to be a railroad commissioner. Now, having then Chairman Carrillo on the commission was a real blessing because he actually understood the words, which made it easier for us, but it helps. The current commissioners are the ones we have shown today. From the left, Ryan Sitton, he's a mechanical engineer from Texas A&M, and as soon as you say Texas A&M, you hear whoop. Every time. He's from Houston. He worked in the oil business, mostly in the surface area. To the right, furthest right, is Wayne Christian. Wayne Christian is a gospel singer from East Texas. Look at his bio, I'm not kidding you, nominated for a Grammy. But he's also a former state representative from East Texas, and so he has a very deep knowledge of oil and gas just from living out there. And finally, in the center, we have our chairman, Christy Craddock. She is, in fact, an oil and gas lawyer, and she's from Midland, Texas, the daughter of Tom Craddock. The commissioners serve for six-year terms, rotating every 2 years like a United States senator. Usually, the commissioner next up for election serves as chairman, though even though Christy Craddock's not up, she's still serving as chairman. This is a good group. They seem to understand their industry, and I think they're doing a good job. Now, when you're dealing with the Railroad Commission, the commission's website is just invaluable. It has lots of data, and it's dadgum hard to navigate. They improve it all the time. There's been a lot of effort put into improving it, but nonetheless, it's not particularly intuitive. If you are doing anything there and you're having a hard time finding it, John Sewell did an excellent presentation about how to navigate the Railroad Commission's website, and I would call that to your attention.